So
the typical sequence is surgery and then chemotherapy, and that chemotherapy is given systemically, intravenously. But there also is the issue of using intraperitoneal chemotherapy directly into the abdomen. Can you talk a little bit about how that's done and what we know about it and in what situations it's used?
Well, I will step back here for a second and just tell you that I was definitely and still hope to be an intraperitoneal chemotherapy champion, or otherwise known as belly wash therapy. Intraperitoneal chemotherapy has been shown in several studies, both in the United States and internationally, to yield superior outcomes when compared to intravenous therapy. So what is this intraperitoneal chemotherapy? Essentially, we utilize a port, a reservoir, if you will. It's a subcutaneous port, and we place that at the time of surgery, or sometimes we'll even go back afterwards to place that. And the port is inserted through a small incision at the belly button, and then the catheter is tunneled to the subcutaneous reservoir. And the patient, when they're ready for chemotherapy, will get an injection through that reservoir of the chemotherapy, and that chemotherapy goes directly into the peritoneal cavity. And when we deliver chemotherapy in that way, we can deliver a significantly higher concentration of the drug. And the other idea is that this will be direct exposure of the drug to the cancer and maybe retention of some of that drug in the peritoneal cavity. So the last study that was done was DOG 252. And this is a study that rocked the intraperitoneal chemotherapy world. And being a big believer in chemotherapy delivered in through an intraperitoneal manner and reading about those outcomes in those studies and also seeing patients who I felt personally benefited from intraperitoneal chemotherapy, it's kind of hard for me to do something with those results.
When intraperitoneal therapy is actually being utilized, what are some of the tolerability and toxicity issues that come up?
So the significant tolerability issue with intraperitoneal chemotherapy is abdominal pain during insertion of the drug and also catheter-related issues. So you can have catheters that become infected or they become blocked, and that can certainly be problematic. Other side effects across the board were worse with intraperitoneal chemotherapy compared to IV therapy. So more nausea, more bone marrow suppression, more neuropathy, which is numbness and tingling in the hands and feet, more renal toxicity. You have to be very careful when you deliver chemotherapy in this way that you're providing the supportive care needed. And our nurses are phenomenal, and they contact the patients, make sure they're getting enough hydration and so forth.